HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, Power of Three, Number Two, Dark River, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. The indigo sky stretched over the moorland, holding in the night's chill. Wind stirred the heather and set the hillside rippling. Between the low bushes, feline shapes, their fur slicked flat by the breeze, streamed down the slope. Among them, a tabby queen kept pace with a young tom.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm ready,
the tom answered, his green eyes flashing in the moonlight.
You're my eldest, fallen leaves, the queen whispered. The first of mine to face the ordeal.
I'll be fine.
He was trained well, a low voice called from behind.
Even training can't prepare a soft paw for rain, growled another.
Fallen leaves glanced up.
But the sky's clear.
I smell rain on the wind, I tell you.
Murmurs of alarm spread among the other cats.
The sky's clear,
Fallen Leaves insisted, as he stepped out from the swath of heather and halted. The moon lit his ginger and white pelt. His clanmates crowded at his heels, their tails flicking. Beneath his forepaws, the slope fell away steeply. Here, moons of wind and rain had flayed the moorland, peeling away the earth until the stone beneath lay bare, a wall of jagged rock amid the rolling heather.
Good luck, Softpaw!
Fallen Leaves bounded down the cliff and landed lightly on the sandy earth at its base. His mother scrambled after him.
Take care!
Fallen Leaves brushed muzzles with the queen.
I will see you at dawn, he promised.
Ahead of him, a black gash opened like a wound in the cliff face. The fur along his spine lifted. He had never been inside. Only chosen cats entered the cave. He padded forward, feeling the darkness swallow him. There must be some light to show the way. He struggled to crush the fear, thrashing in his chest like a landed fish.
The tunnel will take you to the cave, his tutor's voice echoed in his mind. Let your whiskers guide you.
His whiskers shivered, alert to the slightest touch, steering him along the narrow passage. Suddenly, a pale light glowed ahead. The tunnel opened into a cave. Its arching walls glowed in the weak moonlight that filtered through a gap in the roof. The sound of rushing water echoed around the rocks.
A river? Underground?
Fallen Leaves stared at the wide stream that split the sandy floor in two. Its black water glimmered dimly in the half-light.
Fallen Leaves?
A croaking mew made the young tom jump. He jerked his white muzzle up to see who had spoken, and his eyes narrowed as he saw a creature crouched on a high ledge, lit by moonlight pooled on the cave wall. Was this rock? The creature's pelt was like moleskin, the fur gone except for a few tufts along his spine, and his sightless eyes bulged like eggs. His long, twisted claws flexed on the smooth branch that lay at his paws. The branch was stripped of its bark, and even in this light, Fallen Leaves could see claw marks etched along it, a crowded series of straight lines scarring the pale wood.
This must be rock.
I can feel your surprise, the blind creature croaked. It pricks my pelt like gorse.
I'm sorry, Fallen Leaves apologized. It's just, I did not expect...
You did not expect a cat could grow so ugly.
Fallen Leaves froze with embarrassment. Had Rock read his mind?
A cat needs wind and sun to shine his fur, and good hunting to trim his claws.
Rock went on, his mew rasping like stones on stone.
But I must stay close to our warrior ancestors, those who have taken their place beneath the earth.
And for that we thank you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?